time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Tanya Kulo. She is with the Price City Library, and some changes have happened down at the library. We wanted to bring everybody and let them know what's going on, as well as, you know, the summer reading program is there with a little bit of a twist. So we're going to talk about some things that the library is offering right now. Tanya, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave.
So let's start right off the top. The library is open.
Yes, we are.
With some conditions, right?
Yes.
So let's talk about those conditions and what they are.
Okay. Right now we are open with limited services and hours. We are open from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And we are only open to receive books, to get books, and to also get on the computers. We do have a limit of 30 minutes for the patrons to be here in the library.
And that includes time on the computers and everything.
Right. If they want to use all 30 minutes on the computers, that's fine. If they want to just come in and look for some books and they're here for 30, that's fine also. But we're trying to not keep large groups here. We are limiting only 15 patrons at a time. And we do have the downstairs also, but that's throughout the library. 15 patrons. We want them to try to maintain the social distancing at all times. If they're in the computers, we have our computers set up. We don't have all our computers out right now, but we do have them set up so that the social distancing is enough to keep everyone away from each other. We also are asking, we are encouraging masks. We won't turn them away if they don't have one. But here at the library, we're wearing them also. So we would encourage them to wear a mask. We had a cute little family in yesterday, and the mom and the children all had their masks on. And that was really exciting to see that. And the kids just acted like it was something normal. It's our new normal.
New normal, right? That seems to be, that's going to probably be the phrase of 2020.
Yes, for sure.
Is new normal.
Also, we do have Wi-Fi. We have it in front of our building, and also we have it out in the Peace Gardens. And so if patrons don't want to come into the building, they are able to get onto our Wi-Fi outside and in the Peace Gardens.
Well, perfect. So the 15 people limit.
Right.
And you'll let them in and out as that arises. They can come in, check out books, check out movies, come in and use the computers. But you're asking that they're only there for 30 minutes at a time.
Correct.
Okay. Also, you're offering curbside service. And let's talk about that for a moment.
Yes. We have curbside service Monday through Thursday, 10 to 2. They can give us a call and have us put their books on hold. And we get them ready, and then once they pull it in the parking lot, they call us, and we just run those out. We check them out and run them out to them.
And that's a great service that you offer as well. And another great service that not a lot of people maybe know about is your online catalog.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
All you got to do is download the app, and the app name escapes me. My wife uses it all the time, but the app name escapes me.
We have OverDrive, and then we also have Libby.
Libby is the one that she uses.
Yes. Libby, I really enjoy Libby. But Libby is a really good one. They just need to have a current library card, and then they load the app onto their phone or their tablet, and then they're able to do downloadable books or audios from Libby or OverDrive.
So, and that is that's a great service as well.
It is.
Okay, so let's spend the last little bit of time talking about the summer reading program, because it is happening just with a twist this year.
It is. Right now, we don't have any of our programs running in the library, but the summer reading program, we wanted to continue. The kids love it, and so we put a twist on it to where they need to register for the summer reading. They can come into the library and register for that. And then the projects they will be doing, they will come one day a week and get the project and take them home and do them in their home. It's all themed. This year, our summer reading theme is Imagine Your Story. And so it's on dragons and castles and fairy tales, and it's been a really fun theme to work on. And so they just need to come in and pre-register for those programs. We will try to do this from afar and see how well it works.
Well, and you and I were discussing off of the air, it's going to be one of those summers that, you know, reading is going to be very important this summer.
Right.
With all the time they were away from class, and it will, you know, help strengthen that and maybe give them a little bit of an edge when they head back to school this fall.
Right, right, right. And we have some great prizes that we're going to be giving away, some great incentives to keep the kids reading.
Okay. Well, Tanya Kulo with the Price City Library, thank you for taking out the time to talk to us today. We've covered the fact that the library is open. They are still offering curbside service and that summer reading program. Tanya, thank you so much for the time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, come and see us.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this, make sure you check out our website, castlecountryradio.com.